are about to be inspired, motivated, and your life changed. Are you ready? Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. Here's your host, David Mastin.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. I am your host, David Mastin. Thank you for joining me on this night. It's night when I'm recording this, but it's probably day or morning when you're listening. It's been a while since my last post. Let me share with you my dilemma a little bit. So a lot of times I will record an episode and not put it out, because I feel like either the content wasn't as good as it should have been. And I mean, when I say don't put it out, I mean, I've recorded it. I've, you know, put the effort and energy into it. And I just thought that it would be good enough, you know. And then after, you know, I listen, I'm like, man, I shouldn't post this, or I shouldn't send this, or I shouldn't, you know, do it. But I'm going to try to do better at posting something that I actually like. I am my own worst critic at that. Y'all pray for me. Today was a pretty relaxing day. I'm going to be transparent with you guys that over the past week or so, or I would say maybe 2 weeks, it's been rough. It's been rough mentally trying to process my thoughts, and it's been pretty lonely, right? The past couple of days, past couple of weeks, actually, as far as, you know, wanting somebody to be next to you, you know, and wanting somebody to pray with you and wanting somebody to be there. It's even been a struggle being single, you know, as far as, you know, not having an aide, not having a companion, to really sit down and just be with you, or to, that wants to be there. And it's been really struggle, and I've had to really pray and read, and those things has helped, and, talk to God about it. And today I went down to the Riverwalk just to kind of get some air and enjoy this warm weather, and, really just get some peace. And I talked with God and walked with God, and, I want to encourage everyone. Matter of fact, the title of this episode was going to be, It Sucks Being Alone. And I may actually post that next week. God kind of changed it as I was doing the little reading before I came on here. And one thing that I will say to encourage somebody is that though you are alone, though you may feel lonely, as cliche as this is, God is always there. And sometimes you do not, that doesn't always remove that feeling, right, of being alone and being lonely. But God is still there. He's still there. And I know you can't touch him. I know you can't physically hold him. And I know that he physically is not here with you. But he's still there. And no matter what has gone on, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter how bad it may be, he will always, always be there. And I encourage you to go to him with those feelings and with those emotions, to talk with him. And even if he doesn't do anything about it immediately, that you leave it at his feet and you trust him that, In this time and in this, I know, man, this is so cliche and I hate saying it, but for this sake, I'm going to say it, in this season. Man, I hate saying that. Cause it's so cliche and everyone says it, but, in this time and in this season and in this period of your life, that's better, period of your life, that you are alone, don't lose focus, you know, get back on track with God, read. That's what I had to do. I had to get back on track with God. I had to read. I had to go back and I had to pray with him, pray to him and ask him for help and leave those feelings there and trust him to get you through it. And he will. The feeling is going to stay, but he's going to get you through it and it's going to add some muscle to you. In saying that, today I want to kind of talk about, and God kind of dropped this in my spirit a little bit, when I was doing a little studying, and even now as I was talking, he kind of started to minister to me a little bit in regards to when God says no. And this is even more personal to me, going back to my feeling of being lonely. Going to God and begging him to give me an aid or give me somebody who I can talk to, hold on to. No one show. And that's a terrible feeling. When he says no or not right now. Because you want it to happen right now. You want God to do it now. And he doesn't do it. And that sucks. It's a sucky feeling because if he won't help you, who will? You know, if he won't come to your aid when you want him to come to your aid, then who will? Who will come to your aid? Who will come to your assistance if God won't? And I think a lot of times that's what can cause even depression. And an anxiety is that we are in situations in our lives where we are trusting God and we're believing God and we're hoping that God comes through and it appears or it seems as if he doesn't or that he doesn't come when we want him to come. And I often ask myself, what do I do with this feeling? What do I do with this emotion of hurt and letdown, because I feel like God abandoned me and I feel like he's not here with me. And, I was reading the scriptures, I was reading the scriptures because I was going to talk about it sucks being alone. And again, I may do that at another time. But Jesus had just got done praying in Gethsemane, was getting ready to go pray in Gethsemane. He tells his disciples, he tells eight of his disciples to, wait here at a certain place. And then he takes three to go with him to go pray. And Jesus goes to go pray. And this is what he says to God. He says, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not my will, but thy will be done. So now here's the version that I want to read to you. And I want to read this to you in Mark chapter 14, verse 37. No. I'm sorry. Not verse 37. Mark chapter 14. Verse 36. So we'll do 35. And it says, and he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. In other words, that he wouldn't have to go through with this if it wasn't, if he didn't have to. And so he says, and he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. Okay. And then this is what Jesus says. He says, and he said, Abba, Father, 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 all things are possible unto thee. take away this cup from me. He says, God, take it away. I don't want to have to, this burden of having to die and to endure this pain. If it be possible, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. Say it again. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but thou wilt. In other words, not my will, but thy will be done. Your will be done. He says, take away this cup from me. All of us have a cup. Every last single one of us, and I'm just adjusting this mic, so if you hear some squeaking, that's what this is. And it could be this chair too, which I need a new chair. Everyone has a cup. God gives everybody a cup. That cup is a go-through cup. That cup is full of the wine called go-through. That cup is the cup of with this vintage wine. It has a vintage wine, and that vintage wine on the inside is the wine of go through. All of us have it. All of us have to drink it. It is not something that you can bypass. It is not something that you can deny the drink. You know how you go over, I don't know if you've ever had a relative that didn't know how to make Kool-Aid. And I don't know why this idea came in my head, but I don't know if you've ever had a relative or someone that didn't know how to make Kool-Aid or didn't know how to make iced tea or didn't know how to make something. And you go over their house and you know they don't know how to make it, and they offer it to you and you're like, no, I'm good. or that one aunt or that one uncle who swears they make good potato salad, or I think all potato salad is disgusting, but they swear up and down, oh, my potato salad is the best. Oh, my mac and cheese is the best. And it'd be dry and don't be good and just terrible. You know, my dressing is best. My greens is best. You're like, no. I don't want that. You keep that. You keep your grains that you think is good, but taste like feet. You keep them to yourself, right? Or somebody who makes the mac and cheese and has got the clumpy clumps of cheese. It ain't gooey. It ain't cheesy. It ain't nothing. So I lost my train of thought. And so you cannot do this with the cup of go through. Yeah, unfortunately, everybody has to drink this cup of go through. Everybody has a cup of go through that they have to go through. Now here's the deal. Here's the deal. Jesus says, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. In other words, what Jesus says is, what Jesus begins his prayer with is acknowledging that, God, you can do all things. He lets it be known that, God, there is nothing that you cannot do. Father, there is nothing that is outside of your realm. Father, there is, all things are capable in your hands. In other words, God, you have the capability. Notice, he says, you have the capability to allow this cup to pass from me. So if it be possible, if it is a possibility, if it is a chance, if there is in your will, God, for you to allow this cup to pass from me, God, whatever you can do, please, 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 please let it go. Let this pass from me. Jesus prays this prayer three times. Paul prays something similar when he says, there was a thorn in my flesh, the messenger of Satan to come to buffet me, unless I should be exalted above measure. And he says he prayed three times. He prayed and asked God to remove the thorn. And Jesus's response to Paul was, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Woo, God. And my strength is made perfect in weakness. And so Paul says, therefore, I take glory in my infirmities. I'm glad about my infirmities. You see, the cup of go through, no one wants to enjoy, no one wants to drink. And the fact of the matter is some of us judge others because they had, oh man, God help me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some of us judge others because they're drinking their cup of go through and they don't want to show sympathy to them. They don't want to be empathetic to them. They don't want to comfort them. They don't want to talk to them. They don't want to be with them. They don't want to do anything. But if Jesus could go to the Father and ask him, is it, man, I feel good about this. Y'all forgive this podcast. I know this, man, I do this every time I get a little too churchy, but y'all forgive me. If Jesus can at his moment, at his taking of his go through cup, can ask God, can you remove it from me? If Jesus could want some help, if some minister, if Jesus could feel sorry about his cup of go through, why dare you judge somebody else because they are in their season of go through and you don't want to encourage them. You don't want to pray for them. You want to talk about them. You think they weak because they, but yet every single person, whoa, I want you to hear me tonight. I want you to hear me. Everybody has their cup of go through. And when you get your cup, you gonna want somebody to minister to you. You gonna want somebody to come talk to you. You gonna want to go talk to God and you gonna feel sorry for, you gonna feel bad and you gonna want some help yourself. And Jesus expresses this to God. He says, I don't want to have to go through this pain and this torture, but he ends this prayer and he prays the same thing three times. He ends this prayer by simply saying, not my will, but thy will be done. He says, God, this is it. This is the thing, God, it's all in your hands. He acknowledges that God, this is all in your hands, in your capability, and there's nothing that you cannot do. And then he tells him what it is that he desires. He says, God, if it be possible, let this cup of go through, let it pass from me. And then the last thing he does is he gives it over to God to handle. Oh, God. when you're going through your season of hurt and your season of pain, and you know that you are hurting, and you know the cup that you got to drink, and you know that there's no avoiding it, and you know that there's nothing that you can do about it, and you know it's out of your hands, you know that there's nothing else that you can move or nothing else that you can do, that you are no longer in control, that you are not in the driver's seat, that you are not you're not in the command center, that you are not the one leading and guiding, but that God is the one is doing it. What do you do at that point? What do you do at that point when you've prayed? God, hallelujah. You've prayed and you fasted and you besought the Lord. You prayed and you fasted and you besought the Lord, and you've been doing great works. You've been healing for people. You've been praying for people. You've been talking to people. You've been wanting, you've been ministering to people. You've been feeding the poor. You've been helping your knucklehead family. You've been giving money to your kids that just blow it off, and you've been doing everything that you can doing. You've been doing everything possible to give all that you can give, and to give all that you can over, and you've given your last, you would give the last shirt off your body if you could, if you would give the last morsel of bread if you could, because you want to help somebody. But yet when you're in your season of go through and there's nothing, it is out of your control. You've done all good, all the good that you can think of. Do you return to your evil and former self, or do you do like Jesus did? And Jesus said, not my will, but thou will be done. Notice now what he does. He puts his trust back into the hands of the Father. Oh man, some of us have to get back to the place where we put our trust, and this is me, I'm talking to myself, y'all, I really am. I'm talking to myself because even I, in this season of being alone that I had to deal with, and that I'm currently dealing with, right? There's nobody in this house with me. There's nobody here with me. When you're going through that, even myself, I have to get back to saying, to putting my trust into God. It is so difficult. It is so hard. It is so gut wrenching. It is such a lonely feeling, and you cry and you weep and you beg and you ask God, God, remove it. And he says, no, this is your season. This is your cup that you have to drink for right now. And I'm saying this to say this. I say this to say this, that I have to get back to, we have to get back to putting our trust back into the hands of the Father. Yet not my will, but thy will be done. Why? Because God, you know what's best. God, you know what's best. I don't know what's best. I don't know what's best for me. I don't know which way to go. I don't know what's behind door number one and door number two. So God, if I gotta drink the cup of go through to get where I need to be in you, and to get somebody else where they need to be, then God help me to get through it. Listen, y'all, this is important. This is crucial that after Jesus prays that God, you can do anything. God, if it be possible, remove this cup of go through that I have to endure. But lastly, God, not my will, but thy will be done. So what do we do? What do we do when God says no? What do we do when God says no, this cup you have to drink? What do we do when God says no, she's not for you, or no, he's not for you? Or what do you do? What do you do when God tells you no? You're not going to get the man that looks like the Rock with all the abs and muscles. That's not what I want for you. Or what do you do when you don't get the woman with the Megan the Stallion knees? What do you do when God says no, this isn't what I want for you? What do you do when God says no, I'm not going to deliver you right now? What do you do when God says no, I'm not going to heal you right now? What do you do when God says no, now is not the time for you to get the house? No, now is not the time for you to be married. No, now is not the time for you to be single. No, I'm not going to approve your divorce. No, I don't want you to leave your husband. No, I don't want you to leave your wife. What do you do when God says no? What you do? Let's listen. Get real close to the speaker. Turn it up if you have to. I want you to understand this, because Jesus shows us the example for what we should do. When God says no, you trust him. You trust him. You trust him that he is not trying to get rid of you. You trust him that he is not evil thinking of you. You trust him that the work you did was good. You trust him that the work you did was his will. You trust him that you did what he wanted you to do. And you trust him that if he's getting ready to send you the cup of go through, that he gotta send you the cup of resurrection. That's in his will. That's in his word. That is what he is going to do for you. That if you gotta go through, God, I feel you. I wish y'all was in this office with me, to worship and praise God with me. If you have to, y'all gotta excuse me, man, because man, it has been rough. It has been rough the past couple of weeks. It has been rough, but man, if God has you going through the cup of go through. If God is sending you through this season and into this time, if God is sending you through this place, you have to trust Him that in this place, if you got the cup of go through, that resurrection is around the corner. It is almost here. You are almost through it. You are in the middle of the storm right now. And God is saying, if you can just get through this last little bit, if you can just get through this last bit of corner, if you can just see, I got light on the other side. If you can just say it, if you can feel it, if you can just trust me, my no is not the disaster. My no is not it's not because I'm a bad God. It is because all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to God's no means that there is a resurrection somewhere, somehow God's gonna make this good. Somewhere, somehow God's gonna comfort you. Somewhere, somehow God's gonna get glory. Somewhere, somehow you gonna get better. You gonna get through it. Put your trust back into the Father. And you say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. And you trust God, then He's going to bring it to pass. And that if I'm at my cup of go through, that God has a resurrection for me around the corner. And I have to trust Him to get through it. And Paul says to us, he says that Jesus told him that my grace is sufficient for you. In other words, Jesus was saying to Paul, I have given you favor. And the favor that I have given you, the unmerited favor, this would typically destroy some people, but you is not going to destroy you. You're going to get through it. And my strength, Paul, is going to be made perfect in your weakness. My power is going to, because it's not going to be by your strength that you get through this. It's going to be by my strength. And I'm going to get the glory. And that's all God wants. He wants you to know. He wants your friends to know. He wants your family to know that it was Him all along. And that He's going to get you through it. Will y'all pray with me? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every listener. I pray, God, for every listener that you bless them, that you keep them, and that you hold on to them. Father, Lord God Jesus, I thank you because, Father, Lord God Jesus, even in our season of go through, God, you have a cup for us of resurrection too. That, God, resurrection is around the corner. So, God, help us to wait on you. Help us to trust you. And help us, God, to see the light at the end of the tunnel. God, I pray that you resurrect us, that you revive us, and that, Lord God Jesus, you help us. And that, God Jesus, you get us through whatever time we're in. And that, God, you help us. Bless us, be with us. And God Jesus, bless my friend, bless them, bless the listeners of this, bless them financially, bless them spiritually, bless them physically, heal their bodies, oh God, deliver them from addictions. Cause we need you and only you can do it. And God, I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all, thank you so much for listening to me. Please, if I was able to minister something, if God spoke to you today, please like, share, and subscribe. Please share this message with others, encourage others, so that they can be lifted as well. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of you. Please, please, godslovem.com. Please go purchase some apparel, a hoodie, a t-shirt, a hat, something. Go purchase it, please. Now, stop what you're doing. Turn this off. Go to godslovem.com. godslovem.com. Please purchase. And y'all pray with me, pray for me. I'll be praying for y'all. Thank you so much. And again, peace.
Thank you for listening to the God's Love Podcast. Subscribe, share, and stream on all podcast streaming outlets.